And welcome back to the Sundance Reel, 924 here. And in the studio with us, joining us from the film Whiplash, I have Damien Chazelle. Is that how I say it, Damien?
Well done.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Thanks for having me.
Your film was one of those that premiered on the opening night, Thursday, and I have heard great things about it, Whiplash.
That's awesome to hear.
It's a dramatic film, not a documentary about Whiplash. So you tell us a little bit about the plot.
Whiplash is actually the name of a very hard, so it's kind of appropriately named jazz song that in the movie a bunch of music students are trying to learn. And basically the movie's set in music school. It's about a young jazz drummer who wants to be a great musician and comes into contact with a crazy, very borderline abusive instructor. And basically the movie's a mano-a-mano between the two of them as they kind of duke it out in the school and on stage.
Yeah. You were here last year with the short of Whiplash, right?
Yep.
And so it was what, 10 minutes, 20 minutes longer than that?
It was about 15 minutes, and it was basically a scene from the feature. I'd written the feature script first, and it was just a little tricky to convince someone to give me money to make a movie about a jazz drummer, which, you know, shock. And so the idea was, you know, we'll take a scene, basically pull out a scene, you know, full-fledged from the script. It happened to be a kind of 15-minute-long scene that could roughly stand on its own, all in one location. So we shot that really quickly as a proof of concept and then took that to Sundance last year.
And it showed as part of the shorts competition?
Yeah, it showed as part of the shorts program.
Yeah, so did you do okay? I mean, did you win any awards with that? Or?
Yeah, I won the short film jury prize for U.S. fiction.
Okay, so then that what became your calling card?
Exactly. Really, Sundance helped put it on the map, put the whole project on the map, because we didn't really have anything before that except for the script. And then pretty quickly after that, we were able to secure the financing for the feature and start working with a company called Bold Films that basically put up the entire budget, and then we were off.
So how do you take something that's 10 minutes and bring it to a full length in less than a year?
Just don't sleep. The good thing at least was that we already had the feature length script, so we didn't really have to kind of rack our brains about how to adapt something or how to kind of expand it. The weird thing almost was having to kind of reshoot the short in a way, because we shot the whole movie, so we wound up reshooting that scene with some of the same people, some different people. Throughout the process, it was just a matter of going as fast as we could, but also trying not to forsake quality, which is basically a recipe for just not sleeping.
Yeah. So your character Andrew, he was in the short and then stuck around for the final?
He's our lead. He's the kind of guy who we see everything, whose eyes we see everything through.
Yeah. Tell me about him, because is he a jazz drummer, or was this something that was, is he an actor, or both?
So the guy who plays him is named Miles Teller. He was here last year, actually, with a movie called The Spectacular Now. Great movie. And he really wowed a lot of people in that. And I remember being here last year and seeing him in that. I'd already seen him back in 2011 in a movie called Rabbit Hole, which also sort of blew me away. So I knew I wanted to work with him. I was just lucky that, you know, the timing and everything worked out, that he was willing to jump into a role this difficult. He has some drumming experience, but he had to do a lot of training. And he was coming off a bunch of movies back to back. He was exhausted, you know, but that was kind of appropriate for the movie.
Yeah, but tell me about you, because my understanding is that the drumming is pretty intense. I mean, how did you get him from there where he started to, you know, show performance?
We weren't positive we'd be able to, but he just we paired him with some teachers. He trained like a madman. What you see in the movie is, you know, I'd say maybe about 95% him. And then there's certain kind of cheats sprinkled throughout, but a lot less so than I thought we need to, credit to him. And then in terms of the drumming you hear, the actual sounds of the drums, it's, you know, maybe about a third him and a third other drummers.
So how's your festival going?
Sorry, two-thirds other drummers.
How's the festival going for you for the film, and what's the goal? Selling?
We sold the film, so I get to just relax.
You need a nap.
I need a nap. No, but also I'm here. For the rest of the week, so I'm just excited to finally get to see some other movies, get to actually have somewhat of a more normal festival experience, because the first weekend is just sort of a madhouse for everyone, and so I'm looking forward to it.
So it's likely this will be out for people to see on a large scale.
It will be, yeah.
Excellent.
I mean, how large a scale will
is TBD.
TBD, but it will definitely be out there, and I couldn't be more excited.
Yeah. So who bought it? I mean, are we talking?
It's all. I can go on record. It's Sony Pictures Classics bought it about a day after our premiere.
All right. Are they going to keep the title too?
Yeah.
Good.
I mean, if I have anything to do with it.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, does it stand as is, or do they have you come back and I don't know, clean something up, or redo this?
It'll stand as is. I mean, there's little things here and there that we might want to finesse in the mix or certain things. For the most part, it'll creatively speaking, it'll stand as is.
And tell us a little bit about your filmmaking background and, what brought you to this point.
I always wanted to do movies. I never remembered wanting to do anything else. So I was lucky to have a very one-track mind as a kid. But I also did a lot of music. I got very heavily into drumming, especially in high school when I had a very formidable kind of jazz conductor who scared the hell out of me. And so a lot of those experiences wound up in this movie. So when it came time to sort of sit down, I remember a couple years ago I wanted to sit down and write something really personal. And this was just something that just kind of came out.
Is that instructor still with us? And will you invite him to see the film?
I should be quick to know that he, the instructor in the movie is kind of a lunatic. My instructor was nothing of the sort. But I remember, the key thing that I wanted to make a movie about really is I remember what I felt as a young, kind of impressionable drummer, where suddenly something that had seemed like just a hobby before suddenly seemed like life or death, basically. And it was really all because of the force of personality of this person. So that relationship between student and teacher, player and conductor, I just find really fascinating. And we've seen it, a lot of movies made about that kind of dynamic, but I felt like there was a different angle to that relationship that we hadn't seen before.
So what's next for you?
I'm not sure. I've been writing certain things and so hoping to kind of jump into another project pretty quickly. Not positive.
So for you, I think that's really interesting and speaks volumes of this festival. It's not just to come screen a movie. I mean, last time you were here, you had a short, but you also found your lead.
Yes.
For this film.
No, you're right. It's really it's. I guess that's the great thing about festivals in general. It's the people you meet. It's not just the films you see. It's the people you meet. It's also I just get kind of a kick out of, anything where a ton of people kind of congregate for a week just to like celebrate movies. It's like it doesn't always happen, and especially in today's age where you hear so much talk about what's the state of cinema, what are the future movies. Every time I come to a place like Sundance, it feels really invigorating.
So will the film go on to other film festivals? And
I'm not sure. Yeah, I mean, we'll figure it out. I believe so. It'll all kind of depend on the release plan. But I'm just eager to get it out, in all shapes and forms.
Well, best of luck to you. When's the next screening?
Wednesday, I think. I'm a little out of it.
Let's look that up.
Yeah. I left my book in the other room, so I don't have that in front of me.
We can have that in a matter of seconds.
I think it's Wednesday here in Park City.
The next screening for Whiplash, for those of you writing this down, let's see. Is Wednesday, you're right. Wednesday at the Mark at 11:30 a.m. And then there's actually three total left. There's another one Thursday, 11:30 p.m. at Prospector, and then finishing off at the Egyptian on the 25th, Saturday. Egyptian Theater in Ogden. So,
okay, awesome. So two more here in
two
Park
more
City.
Here in Park City.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Damien, best of luck to you. I mean,
Thank you.
Sounds like you're off to a promising start.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me. This has been a blast.
You're listening to the Sundance Reel here on KPCW. It's 9:34. Stay tuned. We've got Steve James and Chaz Ebert next.
Hi, this is Steve Roney with Prudential Utah Real Estate, a proud supporter of KPCW. With more than 100 sales associates and 14 gallery or ski-in offices in Park City, Prudential Utah can help you with your residential or commercial real estate needs. More information at pru-utah.com or with the Prudential Utah mobile search app.
Every dinosaur museum has dinosaur bones and displays, but only one museum in the world has two complete T-Rexes, a Brachiosaurus and Supersaurus. The Museum of Ancient Life at Thanksgiving Point, home to the world's largest dinosaur exhibit with 60 complete dinosaur skeletons and 50 hands-on interactive displays. Open Monday through Saturday, but only at Thanksgiving Point. Details at thanksgivingpoint.org. Thanksgiving Point is a registered nonprofit organization.